ever get that sinking feeling? You know, when you realize your doctor's visit cost way more than you thought it would.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like the bill comes and you think, wait, did I accidentally book a weekend getaway instead of a checkup?
Right. Healthcare costs, they can feel like a maze sometimes. But there's this new rule, it's called the Transparency in Coverage Rule. They're trying to make things clearer, you know, shed some light on those confusing medical bills.
Transparency and coverage rule, that's the TCR, right? I've heard whispers about it.
Exactly, the TCR. And you've actually sent us some really interesting stuff about it, excerpts from this document called Tips for Addressing the Healthcare Transparency and Coverage Rule. We're going to dive into that today.
Sounds like a plan. Getting to the bottom of healthcare costs, that's something we can all get behind.
Totally. So this TCR, in a nutshell, says health insurers, they need to make all their negotiated rates public.
Hold on, you mean those deals they make with hospitals and doctors? The ones that determine how much things actually cost behind the scenes?
That's the one. Those rates, they have to put all of that out in the open in a format computers can easily understand. It's all about making it possible for us to actually compare prices from different places.
Yeah.
You know, like, can I get a better deal on an x-ray at this hospital or that clinic? It's all about giving us the patients the power to make informed decisions.
Okay. In theory, that makes sense. Sounds like a great idea. But let's be real, getting all that information together, making it easy to understand, that's got to be a massive undertaking.
Oh, absolutely. The document actually calls it a huge logistical challenge for insurers, and honestly, I'm starting to see why.
Just think about it. It's not just like one spreadsheet of prices.
Right, like what? That they can't just hit export and call it a day.
If only it were that easy. We're talking physician fees, hospital charges, drug costs, every single service you can think of. Mountains of data. It's mind-boggling.
And I'm guessing finding people who can actually handle this kind of work, organizing all this data, that's no walk in the park either, right? There's a big workforce shortage in healthcare, isn't there?
You're hitting the nail on the head. The American Association of Colleges of Nursing, they said in 2022, over 200,000 registered nurses short. And it's not just nurses. Data analysts, coders, people who get healthcare billing, they're all in high demand. Without them, this whole thing falls apart.
So it's like a double whammy. The data is complex and there aren't enough people to manage it. Is there anything else?
Oh, we're just getting started. The most frustrating part is, even if they had all the data and the people, healthcare pricing is, well, it's all over the place.
It's inconsistent.
To put it mildly, remember that New York Times investigation from a while back? It showed just how different prices can be depending on, well, everything.
Vaguely, it rings a bell. Same procedure, different prices depending on the hospital, the insurance, the phase of the moon.
Pretty much. We're not talking about a few bucks difference here. It can be thousands of dollars for the exact same thing. Thousands.
Wow. Okay, so we've got tons of data, not enough people, and a pricing system that seems intentionally designed to confuse people. I'm not liking the sound of this.
And it gets worse because now you have to think about the risk of getting all this data wrong. And that can have some pretty serious consequences.
So when we come back to this idea of the data being wrong, it's not just about getting a bill that's a little off, right? This is serious stuff.
It really is. Think about it. Imagine you're at the grocery store
Okay.
and nothing has a price tag. You're trying to compare, like, which cereal is the best deal,
Right.
but you've got no idea what anything costs. That's what this is like, except it's your health, not breakfast.
And the stakes are way higher than choosing the wrong cereal. We're talking about people's health and well-being here. This inaccurate information, it could have real
Oh,
consequences.
absolutely. What if you're trying to decide between two treatments? One might be more expensive up front, but what if the data is wrong? You could be making a decision based on bad information.
So instead of being in the dark about costs, we might think we have clarity, but it's like a false sense of security.
It's like a house of mirrors with these costs. And this document, it actually mentions a whole other layer of complexity. Algorithms.
Algorithms.
Yeah, algorithms. Because think about all this data. They're using algorithms to process it all. But algorithms, they're only as good as the information they're fed, right?
Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Exactly. And there have already been lawsuits, big ones, against insurance companies because of this.
They were using bad algorithms.
Well, allegedly. These lawsuits, they claim these companies were using algorithms. They were using biased data, incomplete data, and it was leading to people being denied care.
So it's like a double-edged sword. We need the technology to handle all this data,
Right.
but we also need to make sure that technology is using accurate and fair information. Otherwise, it's just making things worse.
this whole thing, it's definitely unearthed some, let's call them issues with data in healthcare. It's a work in progress, this whole PCR thing.
Okay, so maybe it's not all doom and gloom. There's got to be an upside to all of this, right? Otherwise, why are we even bothering?
There is. We've talked about the challenges, but the potential benefits, if we get this right, they're huge.
Okay, good. I was hoping you'd say that. Tell me more. What's the best case scenario here? What can patients hope for? All right, so let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about the challenges, the potential pitfalls, but what about the good stuff? Mm-hmm. If we actually manage to pull this off, what's in it for us, the patients? Paint me a picture of a healthcare system where this transparency thing is actually working.
Okay, so imagine this. You need a procedure. Maybe it's an MRI, maybe it's something else, doesn't matter. But instead of calling around, waiting on hold, dealing with insurance, you can just look it up.
Like online.
Exactly. Like you're booking a flight or comparing hotels. You see that the prices from different hospitals, different clinics, what your insurance will actually cover, all laid out clear as day.
And then I can just pick the option that works best for me, both medically and financially.
Precisely. No more surprise bills, no more guessing games. You're in control.
That sounds amazing, but let's be real, that would require a pretty massive overhaul of, well, everything.
It's a big change, no doubt. But that's the whole point of the TCR, right? To push for that kind of transparency, to make healthcare more patient-centered.
So it's not just about knowing the costs, it's about giving patients the power to actually use that information to make decisions.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, as they say. Plus, when all these prices are out in the open, it can actually lead to competition.
Competition? Between hospitals and insurance companies.
You got it. When they know everyone can see their prices, they have to step up their game. Offer better rates, maybe improve the quality of their services.
So it's like anything else, a little competition can be a good thing for the consumer.
Exactly. It's like choosing between that tiny grocery store with no prices on anything or the big supermarket where everything is clearly labeled. You know which one you'd rather shop at.
That's a great analogy. Okay, so assuming we get there, the data is accurate, the technology is working, how do we, the patients, make sure we're actually using this information to our advantage? There's got to be more to it than just like knowing the numbers.
Oh, absolutely. That's where consumer education comes in. It's crucial.
And like we need to be taught how to actually navigate this new system.
Exactly. Insurers, providers, they need to step up and make this information easy to understand. Online tools, clear explanations, maybe even some personalized guidance.
It's a two-way street. Transparency from the healthcare industry, but also education and engagement from patients.
Exactly. We've all got skin in the game here.
Well, this has been an eye-opening deep dive into the transparency and coverage rule. We've covered a lot, the good, the bad, and the potentially game-changing. Thanks for joining us as we try to demystify the world of healthcare costs. And until next time, stay informed and stay curious.